This is the BBC Light Programme.
What beautiful words, Wall. Why didn't we set it to music?
It would be a jolly good idea.
Of course. Just stand under this tree and listen.
Mm-hmm. Just a minute.
Whoa!
Just a minute, please. Whoa. Just a minute, Mr. Seacombe.
What?
That music was written by Edward Elgar, sir.
Edward Elgar? He got in quick, didn't he? You better watch his composer. Same thing happened before. I wrote Handel's Lager, and when I got it to the publishers, he'd already written it. You know what he called it? Handel's Lager, same as me.
Is your name Handel's Lager?
What? You'll get a belt on that big shiny ear all of yours.
Never mind, then. I shall never mind.
Good heavens, it's Peter Sellers, who has just broken his own record of keeping a car for more than a month.
Well, you may laugh, Herschel. The trouble is, nobody's yet invented a hi-fi car that takes films in color with a built-in tape recorder. But the day will come, Marquis.
Stop those car impressions.
I can't. This is a chauffeur-driven impression. Stop here, James.
How can you afford such expensive impressions?
Because I do a brilliant impression of a large bank account.
Splendid! You're just the type to do the impressions in our most recent Leather Goon show, entitled The Space Age.
When news of the new Russian satellite was released on the Sunday, the high-ranking British astronomers were unfortunately away for the weekend. However, the moment they were informed of the phenomenon, they immediately continued their weekend holiday.
But in Hailsham, a small English village just across the channel from France, an Englishman staunch and true was at work.
Ah, oh, that's my cue. Thank you, Walt. Now, where's my tin speaking trumpet? Hello, folks! Hello, folks! Calling, folks! This is Gunner Eddie Seagoon speaking to you from the hayloft of a barn at Poole Farm. I am carrying out a vital scientific experiment, folks. I am discovering how long a World War I army deserter can survive in a hayloft and horse fodder, raw carrots, grass, cardboard, string, rope, all that. What? Who's that? Halt over there! Shoot and I'll fire!
Ah, good morning, ragged military gentlemen.
Ow. Good heavens! It's the military police.
Yes, Neddy.
It's all a mistake, I tell you. I didn't know the 56th Heavy Regiment was sailing for North Africa. I overslept, that's all. I'm not afraid of the Germans. Come on and fight! Down with the Kaiser! There, you see him, a Patriot. Rule Britannia, there'll always be an England.
They all say that, you know.
What?
There, Neddy, little Neddy. We are bearers of grand tidings.
Huzzah! Of course, the King's pardon.
Well, not quite, Neddy. Right. You are still on the books as being a World War I deserter, but have no fear, laddie.
Well, how's the war going? Have we captured Berlin yet?
Oh, the war, Berlin, yes. Yes, it fell to us, but we lost it again.
To whom?
A man called Adenauer, I think it was.
Good heavens, 1957 and World War I still on.
World War Win still on?
World War I, you'd find said it. World War I still
World
on.
World War II, while the big one. Well, we set for World War I. Yes, at this very moment, the Germans are attacking the Bank of England.
Strange. I haven't heard any gunfire.
Moriarty, quick, your World War I impressions.
Bang, bang, ra-ta-ta-ta, boom, bang,
fire. We would like to assure nervous listeners that the shell fire they hear is not genuine. It's been done orally by an unscrupulous military policeman who takes protection money from deserters like Neddy, who are not aware that the war is over.
Boom.
And if you'll pardon me, bang, I'll slip away before they notice my Bowar helmet.
Boom, bang, bang, boom. Boom, rat-a-da-da-da, boom. Bang!
Good heavens. That last one was close.
Yes.
Look, lads, I've had enough of this. I've been paying you for 38 years to keep my secret. I've only got 3 shillings left.
Oh, I see. Just one moment.
Oh, yes, Neddy. We've got a little invention here we call the deserter spread.
What is it? A woman?
No, Neddy. With this gadget, you can hide in space.
Space? I'm taking up too much already.
Lad, we have perfected a method of getting a man off the ground under his own power. He needs no other means of propulsion.
What? Has it been successful?
Successful? Do you hear that, Count? Why, even last night, the dear Count here went up on the heath and unaided elevated himself into space to the height of 20 feet.
Gad! What's this invention called?
A ladder. A
suppose I may think of a better name for it later, but...
Ladder's a good name for it. I must tell folks just about my trumpet. Calling, folks! Hello, folks! With this invention, folks, I can go on being a deserter forever. The military police will never find me a bear, folks! How much?
Well, to anyone else, Neddy, 10 shillings. But to you, £38.
Oh, I couldn't take advantage. I'll pay what everyone else does. 10 shillings. How would you like it?
In 38 one-pound notes.
Right. See, I've got £40, huh? I'll peel them off. 40, 39, 38. There. £38.
Thank you, Ned. Now, pick a card. Don't let me see it. What is it?
The 43 of diamonds.
You lose, pay pontoons only. £28, Ned. I think.
And now, Neddy. Here, Neddy, are the full-scale plans of a ladder.
These plans are made of paper.
Yes, Ned. If chased by military police, place plans against a wall, climb up, and then fold the plans up after you.
Brilliant! But I'd better not take any chances.
Of course.
I think I'll make a wooden one.
Spend it. And here to cover the sound of your carpentry is Max Geldray to play his old Dutch muffled teeth.
That was Max Geldray, who played standing inside a pair of trousers. You will remember that Neddy has built himself a ladder. Part two, we find him hiding at the top.
Hello, folks! Calling, folks! I'm in a deserter's paradise, folks! Balanced on top of a secret 20-foot ladder in the middle of Piccadilly Circus!
And damn silly you look, too, Mr. Siegel.
Shh! Quiet, Wall. Do you want people to see me?
It matters not if they do. The crux being that World War I, from which you hide, was terminated in 1918.
Whoa! 38 years I've been a coward for nothing. Wait, that means they owe me 38 years coward deserters back pay. I'd better get down to Whitehall.
Oh, dear, that Chinese ginger. There ought to be a law against it, you know. Well, it's time the delightful Madame Latour was here. Get me handkerchief and me electric tango boots on. Now, turn the gas stove down low. Must have a romantic atmosphere, you know. Singes, play a military tango on the phonograph. There's tuneful twenties. That's her now. Now, just put the light out. Ow! Got it right in the filaments. Now. Ah, Millie. Ah, Millie. To me arms, darling, and let us waltz. Let's waltz the whole night through. The Darjeeling one step with you. It's cooler than Pune, and I'd rather sooner do it in Darjeeling with you. Out in the old bazaar, I'll give a loud huzzah. Let's live our moment in Bombay cantonment. The Darjeeling one step with you, with you. The Darjeeling one step with you. I kiss your hand, madame.
And that's as far as it goes.
What?
I'm promised to another.
Well, I don't know who you are, sir, or where you come from, but you've done me a power of good, I'll tell you.
Well, I'm Gunner Ned Seagoon.
What are you doing on top of that ladder, sir? World War I is over.
I know. I'm practicing for the next one.
But how can you? They haven't written the music for it yet.
Of course they have, sir. It goes like this.
What's it called?
World War II.
Wait a moment. Where's me old photographs? Wait a minute. Aren't you Gunner Ned Seagoon of the Deserters Barn Hailsham?
Yes.
Then what are you doing deserting your own coward's post?
Well, the Kaiser surrendered.
Nonsense, sir. Singes, do some impressions.
Bang, 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 rat, rat, bang, boom.
There. You heard that with your own ears. German World War I rifle fire interpreted into English by Havildar Singes Things.
I'd better get back on duty as a coward, then.
The Russians have forced a satellite into the ionosphere.
The filthy swines. And me with only one change of underwear.
May I explain, Major?
What?
I said, may I explain,
Major? Get on with it, then. What?
Well, this is a satellite moon circling the Earth.
The Russians have done that?
Yes, sir.
Then what are the Americans doing?
They're not.
Then the great space race has begun. Men, on your marks, get set.
And so England joined in the attempt to conquer space. The question was, how could we get ahead of Russia? Soon, the great all-leather laboratory at Neasden was working full blast on a project.
Now, men. Get this rocket strapped up your back. And stand in the fireplace.
All right, Henry.
And remember, modern men, keep your elbows well in till you're clear of the chimney.
Oh, dear. What about the heat from the rocket, Henry?
Well, hold the lid of this biscuit tin behind you to protect your nether limbs. Now, modern men. When you're well clear of the earth, get extra power by strapping on these leather duck wings.
How do I operate them, Henry?
Don't worry, modern men. As soon as you're up, this instruction manual on leather wings will be rocketed up to you. Now let us check your outer space nourishments pack.
All right, Henry. Let me see. One all leather bath.
Two and threepence.
Packet of Indian tea. Oh. Net weight 1/4 pound.
8 pence farthing.
And a small brown loaf. Now, what are they all collecting?
Now, your medical survival kit.
Oh, the survival, yes.
One fish stew. One outer space lemon and horsehair poultice.
Oh.
One stratosphere packet of Ling Cenopods. And Alistair's horse oils.
Oh.
One bottle of Indian brandy.
No.
Namin. Think yourself lucky to have modern science at your disposal.
Oh, you're going to dispose of me then?
Not
that. Oh, we'll all be murdered in our beds.
Wait a
minute. Oh, dear, they are. But
coming. Min, you don't go up till I come.
Hide me, sir. The military police are after me.
I can't think what they see in you, sir. Where are you?
On top of this ladder.
Oh, you're in the Air Force, then. Come in. Now, sir, you are just in time to see Britain's first woman into space.
Good heavens! She's gone up the chimney.
Yes. Now to pick up her signals on this wireless set. Calling Min, calling modern Min. England now has a successful Min Bannister circling the Earth. Min, can you give us your exact position?
I'm stuck halfway up the chimney.
Min, this has put England years behind. We must defeat the chimney barrier.
Don't worry. I have an invention here which can get her well clear of the chimney.
What,
and into space.
What?
Yes. It's called a 20-foot ladder because of its length.
Quick. Get it up the chimney, then. Now up you go. Can you reach up?
Not quite. The ladder's not long enough.
Now don't worry. Just put this giant handy interballistic rocket to the bottom of the ladder. Light the fuels. What's the matter, Min?
A man just went past me on a ladder.
Min, this is a great day for army deserters.
Why?
The first one has just been launched into space. Let's send up Ray Ellington. Come along. Come on.
Thank you.
The scene is the Opera House Aldershot. A critical first night audience are judging the military police solo ballet contest.
Thank you, and now for a Hong Kong, Dance Corporal Binger will dance the solo pas de deux from the Constable Valet, Cop Olia.
Sir, stop the concert, sir.
Please, this is a great day for the military police. As you know, man, since the last war, 33 million, that is, one-third of the male population of England, have been deserters. Well, we have found one of them.
Well, where's this deserter then, now? Where's the old deserter now?
Well, I'll tell you now. We got him trapped. He's circling the earth 500 miles up. So step forward, the tallest man in the regiment now. Brave man, what's your name?
Lance Corporal Eccles.
You're not the tallest man in the regiment?
Well, the fellas that pushed me forward seem to think so.
All right, pick a partner and I'll arrange transport.
All right. Okay. Hey, now. No, not them, not them. No, not you. You got it, though. No, not him. Uh-huh. Oh, you.
You would pick me, you big stinker.
Oh, bottle.
Don't you bottle me. I'm on my way to do my mum's shopping, I am. I take a small brown tin of salmon, quarter black shag. I don't want to play the military police game. What's the matter with you, man? It's all right, you saying that. £1 sago, quarter rice, one tin condensed milk. My mum says with all these politicians about, I'm not to play in the park.
Right. Come on, you two, fall in. Now, march behind each other. By the right, quick. March! Left!
We'd better follow him, hadn't we?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have just heard that the actual screams of terror being emitted by the satellite deserter Seagoon are being picked up by Mr. William Mate, who report the signals are coming through on his gas stove.
Yes, mate. Well, I get up this morning to boil a loaf of bread. Suddenly, here's this screaming coming from the hot plate, you see. So I shouts down a little hole in the gas ring. I shouts out. I says, do you mind not making so much row down here? There's people in the house up here are trying to kip. And he said, well, you asked him, go on.
Well, hello, calling Satellite Seagoon.
Help! Get me down! It's dangerous up here! The heat barrier has destroyed my underpants! Heaven knows what'll go next!
Seagoon, don't worry, I beg of you. A rocket is on its way to bring you down. Hold on.
Well, tell to worry. There's a dog up here nipping at the heels!
At dawn, as you can hear, a great military police space rocket was prepared. The red cap was screwed on, and inside, final orders were given.
Now then, cigarette thought. As all chaps know, we are about to make the first arrest of a deserter in outer space. Now, Sergeant, 5 seconds from now, we will synchronize instruments. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Right now, man, you all know your station.
Clapham Junction.
Shut up, Eccles. Not in, Shut up, Eccles. Switch on the heat generators. Raise engine temperature. Right, combine maximum heat power.
Heat power at maximum.
Right, blue bottle, feel those pipes.
That's fine.
That's hot enough.
Fire!
Fire where?
Oh, the rocket.
Fire the rocket.
All right, chaps. We are 500 miles up now and well clear of the Earth. Remove Liberty bodices and replace Stenchuk.
Captain, look! There's a face at the window.
What? Draw the curtains. I wonder who it is. What height are we at?
492 miles.
I can't deceive you, and he's only 4'9".
Wait a minute, Captain. He's standing on a ladder, and he's got no clothes on.
Sir, improperly dressed, eh?
No, he's not dressed at all. He's N-U-D-E.
That's him, Nudie Sigun.
Nude? Give me them binoculars.
I tell you, it is Sigun. He's knocking to come in. There's manners for you.
Don't let him in, Major.
Why not?
I can't play two parts at once, do we?
Well, get out. That's got rid of him. Now, let Deserter Sigun in.
Ah, thank you, Major. Hello, folks. Call me, folks. It's me, folks. Neddy, I'm safe.
Stop! Deserter Sigun, you're under military arrest.
I'm not frightened anymore. World War One is over.
Ah, yes, but since then we've had World War Two.
I'm aside.
Yes, Neddy. Now, for a few shillings a week, we know a nice little spot where you can hide.
Yes, and... but you tell me when it's over.
Of course.
For the money, get up this last time.
You see, it's all in the mind, you know. That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacombe and Spike Milligan, with the Raylinden Quartet, Max Galbraith, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens. Announcer, Wallace Greenslade. The program produced by Roy Spear.